It's Unsung Heroes Day here at NBC. Today we're sitting down with 10-year-old Jordan Jacobs of Coburg. But you also know her for all the help that she gives to our community. A true example of an unsung hero. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
I want to go back and see if you can tell me some of the examples of the way that you've been giving back.
Well, I did Greenwood. I did the Coldest Night of the Year walk. And I did one of those baking things. And I raised money for the hospital. And I did another baking and raised money for people who needed Christmas dinner.
And how many dinners were you able to give away through that baking virtual Zoom thing that you did?
Almost 60.
60?
Yeah.
That's incredible. And these were for families that otherwise wouldn't have a proper Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's amazing. Thank you. That's awesome. You know, you're 10. You know, most 10-year-olds are not really thinking about giving back. Why do you feel it's so important to give back to your community?
Because not a lot of people have the same thing that everyone in the city has, and I think it's really special that someone should do something about that.
Yeah, and let's go back here, because I have to ask, who inspires you to give the way that you do? Is there someone that inspires you or influences you to do the things that you do?
Really, my parents and my brother. My brother's really sweet, and my parents really, really help me to push forward.
That's incredible. Having that supportive family is so huge. Is there someone in your family that also gives back the way that you do and maybe has influenced you along the way?
I would say my mom, because she does a lot of planning for like parties and raise money for the hospital, just like I do.
That's great. Wow. That's so amazing. And what is one of the biggest challenges you have faced, and how did you conquer it?
COVID and not seeing my friends, and I'm just going online and just like use Messenger or something to call them and play games with them, just to like, I see them at school sometimes, but not really.
It's not the same with a mask on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you feel like the pandemic changed the way that you were able to give back? The way that you did your baking seminars, for example?
Yeah, if the pandemic didn't happen, it wouldn't be the same, because like all the people would have to come in my house and like we would have to have a big table and people would be baking. But because we did it on Zoom, it was easier for all the people to be there because they were on Zoom and not in one small house.
That's great. That's amazing. That's really good. You're doing amazing things. And maybe you could talk about maybe one of the things that you're most proud of. It could be during the pandemic year, it could be before that, it could be anything.
I'm really proud of that I've gone through the pandemic without getting it. And I'm really glad that all my family and all my friends have been safe.
And can you talk about why you love your community?
I love my community because it's so beautiful and so giving. Yeah.
Inspires you to give back?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're such a giving community?
Yeah, we're really giving.
Yeah, that's great. You know, can I just say, I'd like to revisit this interview in about 10 years' time and see how you're changing the world. Because I'm just saying, you're doing that right now. So thank you for everything that you've been doing.
Yeah, welcome.
It's Unsung Heroes Day here at NBC. Thank you for joining us today, Jordan. And thank you, Jordan, for all that you do to give back to this community. You are truly an example of an unsung hero. Thanks again, Jordan.
You're welcome.